The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Right now on Earwolf, Harvey Guillen joins the Spanish Aqui Presents crew to talk about recycling to pay for his first improv class and how he found out he would play Guillermo in What We Do in the Shadows. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything and really... if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts, all ad-free.
That's Stitcherpremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Hey everybody, Zach here. Just wanted to pop in with some quick announcements. This is a live show from Seattle in our recent tour of the Pacific Northwest. If you came to that one, thank you so much for coming out. This is that one. There are a couple small technical difficulties that we had. The recording was dropped out in two places very briefly. Brett, engineer Choo Choo, has done a wonderful job making it what it is now, which is still very, very good. There's just two moments where you will hear small skips. That's what that is. Also, because the team can't all come in to record together right now, and it's basically impossible with the delay of doing stuff remotely to do music, the next couple episodes of Off Book are going to be a little bit different and still fun, but different. So we might do a Q&A. We have some other fun ideas that we're kicking around, and we hope to still get you an episode every week without interruption. So look forward to that, please. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you're all staying safe and enjoy the show.
Yes.
They're actually too good
We brought actual professionals to this one.
For the still very silly make-em-ups we're about to do.
They're great. We are also here. This is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. This one is Jess McKenna.
This one's Zach Reno.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you so much.
By a round of applause, who was brought here by a friend who apparently they trust very much? Okay. We got to the round of applause after the wooing and the raising of
and
hands.
And the polite hand raise.
So for those of you
which
that
we appreciate.
Yes, very nice. What you're about to see is a completely improvised musical, which I know sounds very scary. Thank you for trusting your friend. So everything that we sing and say is made up totally on the spot. Everything that Zach and Sam play, also totally made up on the spot. Never, just like that. Never done it before. We'll never do it again. That's the long and short of it. Thank you for being with us. It's an act of great trust that you've given us tonight.
We promise to honor and respect that
we
trust.
We honor and trust it.
We honor
we will
and
not,
value.
We will not phone it in tonight.
We promise you.
We thought about it.
So Zach and I, when we do this podcast in studio, most of the time we have a guest, but when we tour around, sometimes we don't, like now. And so to get us started, we're just going to get a suggestion, and then we're going to chat about it, and then we're going to make up a whole dang musical. So can we get a word, any word at all?
Journalism.
Junkyard. Whoa, okay. Elephant,
well, journalism, junkyard.
Whoa, what a postmodern commentary. Oh my gosh, it's just a little too much on a platter.
It's a lot. Junkyards are wild, right?
Yeah, man, I think I've never been to one. My greatest association is the Sandlot, which is like not even a real junkyard.
Sure.
It's just that there's
a dog
there.
Brave Little Toaster has a junkyard in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That the movie dog, the is dog in actively this... too sad.
Yeah. Old cartoons were sad. They were like, yeah, let's kill a deer at the beginning.
Yeah. Cold open on a death.
A dead deer. A mother is gone, and now enjoy the cartoon for children.
That movie is also so short. Am I right? It's like 72 minutes.
That's a great length for a movie.
Yeah.
What was the third thing? Oh, journalism.
Journalism. Thou. No, I mean, gosh, please, thank you. Keep
yes,
doing
I
it.
Couldn't do it. I won't. I refuse. I'm also not
don't
qualified
make, don't
to.
Don't make me. Yeah, don't make me do it.
Yeah. What's the longest paper you ever wrote? We're both like theater majors. We have no skill. Yeah. Woo. I feel like it's maybe like 20 pages. It's like the
whoa,
longest thing
damn.
I ever wrote.
That's pretty long. I think mine's like 12.
All right.
All right. All right. Okay. Have I told this story on the pod before?
I don't know because you haven't said it
yet. Yeah. Well, I was about to say some more words before you jumped on
oh,
in
boy.
There. About my friend Sarah Grace, my sophomore year. I don't want to give too many details that'll ruin the story. Is any of this? All right. Not enough. That should have, you know. Okay. So I was. A sophomore in college, and I was in this student theater group, and we put on student-written plays, and we had a tradition after our weekly meetings that started at 10:30 p.m. that we would go to a fancy steakhouse and like horrify their closing kitchen by being like, actually, we'll also have a bunch of fries and free bread. And they let us do this, and they didn't card, and I would always get one mojito in the middle of a Chicago winter. Very weird. And I came home to my dorm room, which was just a single room my sophomore year, and I walked in the door, and I said, this drunk after one mojito? And then my friend Sarah came out of my closet because her computer had not been working for months, and you could get into dorm rooms by using the CTA card, so she would break into my room and use my laptop to finish papers. And she heard me like coming home and hid in my closet. And then when I said, this drunk after one mojito, she burst out and said, you talk to yourself? And I was like, what are you doing in my room? She was like, finishing a paper, which is not... just asked me to borrow my laptop. Have I told you that story before?
Yes, but yes. You have told me that story before, but you have not told it on the pod before.
Have I told you that story before? Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It is sort of wild that, like, on the one hand, your friend's like, I could use their stuff. Yep. But then they took the lie too far, and then they had to hide, and then they knew they were going to get caught.
Right.
Or it was going to be like, I guess she could have just stayed in the closet until you went to sleep.
Yeah. I guess that's what she was, like, hoping for until she had to, like, make fun of
okay.
me.
Okay, here's the thing, though. What you always say about things like this, that isn't the first time that she was in your closet
definitely
while
not.
You were in the room.
Whoa!
It was just the first time that she came out. Okay. I wasn't expecting him to come back in so soon.
He's normally out till 9.
But now, he's some reason is back in the room.
And I'm starting to feel not fine.
We've been using his laptop, mostly to online game. But he's our best friend, so he cannot know that we're here, or it'll never be the same.
Gotta stay quiet in our best friend's closet. We gotta stay quiet in our best friend's closet.
stay quiet in our best friends' closet.
Okay, hopefully his nightly routine is very, very short and quick.
I think he usually brushes his teeth and then he
probably tugs. Yeah, you know what he got. Okay. So hopefully it goes by fast and then we can get the hell out.
I think he normally falls asleep fast after it,
yeah,
no doubt.
Well, yeah, right. Quiet in our best friend's closet.
Shh, shh, quiet in our best friend's closet.
Oh, I have an idea.
No, I think that you should pause it. We gotta stay quiet. Internet, 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 dude, dude, get him to bed. Dude, dude, sleep shirt, sleep shirt, sleep shirt, put it on over my head. Dude, dude, giggling from over there. What is this? Open the closet. Well, shit, this is bad.
Why do you narrate what you're doing?
Why do you talk?
What a weirdo.
Why
did you say? By yourself.
Why do you say what you're doing? How am I the weirdo in this
situation? I don't know, but you are quiet no longer in our best friend's
closet.
2 hours every Tuesday night.
Like clockwork.
Quiet in our best friend's closet. But now we know.
Talking to himself like a little weirdo.
Do you think he's buying it?
Yeah, we should leave.
Why do you seem so pensive, Brian? Was this the book you wanted?
Yes, thank you. War and Peace. I thought about reading War, and then I thought about reading Peace. And then I thought, let's just mash those bad boys together.
It's quite an undertaking.
I just, I had a sort of weird night last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Two people who I love very much and trust very much.
Mm-hmm.
Have been committing crimes on my property for 2 hours every week for the last 3 years. And the crime is not a big deal. The crime is breaking and entering, but it's me.
It's
and they didn't
kind of
steal
a big
anything.
Deal.
Yeah, well,
it's
not, I'm not going to press charges
with
friends. But the real thing is that it's so weird that they didn't just tell me they wanted to use my laptop for mobile gaming. It is an Alienware PC. It's very good for mobile gaming. I get why they would need it. It's a top-end gaming PC. But they just didn't tell me. They just broke into my room and used it, you know?
I'm sorry.
Stephanie, has anyone ever done that to you?
Not that I know of, but now I'm like, should I go home into my house at random times in the day?
That's my problem.
And see if two of my best friends are hiding in my closet because
they
want...
Do you have a high-end gaming PC?
No, I don't, but...
But?
But I do have my mom's Disney Plus.
And Disney Plus has got some great properties on it, doesn't it?
If I walked home right now in the middle of the day and I saw my best friends watching Disney Plus, what would I say? I can't really say, what are you thinking about? I'd say, have you watched The Mandalorian? No doubt. I mean, what is broken trust if it's over
Disney Plus?
Trust. Have they really broke your trust when it's for Disney Plus?
It's a similar thought of a friend that I have. Breaking into my room makes me feel so bad. Two people that trust, such good friends of mine. What if I suddenly found them watching things on Amazon Prime?
Is it really broken trust if they're in there watching Disney Plus?
And
crime
if they're in there watching Amazon Prime.
Oh yes, it's not a
Disney Plus.
And is it really a crime
when they're in there watching Amazon Prime? When they're in there watching premium services such as
Disney Plus,
Hulu with no commercials,
HBO Go or HBO Now,
or HBO Max to be released later. YouTube Red, which sounded too much like a porn site. It is now just YouTube Premium.
And really doesn't have original programming in the way that they thought they would.
Facebook's in the game now, so
is
Apple.
But they've also backslid out of the game.
Apple's making content. Yes, that's right. And also Amazon Prime.
Want Stephanie to come home. I kind of want to be caught.
Yeah,
at this point, I want to be caught.
Yeah.
Because I'm exhausted. Yeah. I'm exhausted,
Rachel,
with the ruse.
Rachel, it's like the point of the ruse was like, we were sure the first time she didn't see us hiding here under her bed.
It, honestly,
sitting straight
God
up
bless
with our
this girl with this high four poster.
Yeah, it's very high. But God the first time
her.
She didn't see us, I was like, this is hilarious. When she comes in next week and definitely sees us, we'll be like, we were here last week, and now it's been a month.
Do you remember that time that you didn't get under the bed fast enough and you just put the lampshade on your head?
Like a cartoon. And
like
I always assumed
cartoon.
In a movie that that's funny because it would never work. It absolutely worked.
It really worked, and I'm just getting so tired now, and I just like...
The bit isn't funny.
The bit
anymore.
Isn't funny. It's not funny because she's not in on it, and now we're going to have to be like, oops... This has been going on a long time. Here's the other thing I'm surprised she hasn't noticed.
Yes, Rachel, what?
It has definitely affected her algorithm on all of her streaming services. And, you know,
we watch scary things, and she says, no scary things.
So
that,
would be a clue
alone.
But I'm like, I don't want to just straight up tell her. It's going to be best if she comes in, and we're just like, this is so funny. You're honestly going to laugh. We've been sneaking into your house for a month to watch your streaming services. If we just, like, text her that's not going to go over as well.
We can sort of role play it and see, like, what's the best way to do it.
Okay. Dibs on Stephanie.
Okay.
Coming into my house.
Weirdo talking to yourself. Sorry. Hold on. No. I came at you real strong just
now. Yeah, I don't think that one will work.
I was coming from a defensive place. I saw you and I was like,
I am doing something wrong.
How do I make it your fault?
I know, Candace, here's what I think. I think our best bet is to just sort of like assure her this is hilarious. We have to just like make it like so clear this is hilarious.
Would it be better if we didn't get caught in the act and we just told it to her some other time? I feel like the meeting in the room under the bed is like... a sort of hot point for conflict.
Maybe we shouldn't be under the bed because it's scary. And, as we just said, she's not into scary things. Maybe we should be like immediately right when she opens the door and we're holding a cake.
Here's what we should... Yes. Yes. We should... Well, or...
Or...
With cake not hiding inside of her room.
Not
we just give
in
her
the cake.
You say in the cake?
Yeah, are we now in a big cake?
Why don't we? I'm saying, why don't we do something nice for her before
like
we
be in a big cake?
Like, I'm saying it could. We could be in a big cake. Like, we could just give her a cake.
But what if that cake was so very big?
Sure, the cake can be big. I guess my actual point is that we don't have to be inside of it.
But what if the cake was so big that two grown women could fit inside?
That would be...
And then we open up the cake that is no longer edible and we just say hi.
I mean, it's fun to come out of a cake.
Oh, boy.
For sure. It's fun to come out of a cake. For sure. There are very few problems for which coming out of a cake
red velvet or carrot cake or German chocolate. What's
a mistake? Or what about a giant banana cream pie? Do you think we could still fit inside?
It would be gross to come out of a pie.
Why?
We'd be covered in custard and cream.
Sounds good to me.
No one wants to eat something that's been on my blouse and your jeans. But it's come to come out of a cake for sure. It's fun to come out of a cake for sure. I'm not sure about pie. Custard is out. Definitely it's worse. But it's fun to come out of a cake for sure.
What about a tiramisu?
That same problem as a custard.
Are you gonna say no way to a big old creme brulee?
Definitely anything that's meringue based is gonna be too messy to clean. What's the point of this exercise? When I think about it, I mean, we're trying to give a gift,
right?
Metaphorically with us inside,
right?
It's an apology.
And I was making it about me, 'cause I've always wanted to come out of a cake for sure.
Who hasn't?
Always wanted to come out of a cake.
It's
and
so
if it
fun to come
be
out
a
of a cake,
cake
for sure.
Fun to come out of a cake.
Stephanie want that? Does she want a big cake in the middle of her condo? Maybe that's not right for her. Maybe it's wrong. So we won't come out of a cake for sure.
Do you like cake?
Yes. What are you doing in my apartment in the middle of the day? Wait. Have you been sneaking in here to stream?
Oh my gosh. She's
oh
making
gosh.
This so much
oh
easier than
Why
I thought it would
is she
be.
Such a good friend?
Why is she
Why
such,
is
a, good
she such a good
friend? How does she know
Why
that?
She
Why
friend?
Does she know that?
I don't know how I knew that. But is that true?
Yes. We've been streaming many premium services. Because
Candace, Rachel, I want to be mad, but more than anything, I feel like, do I have powers?
I mean,
should we be more excited that maybe I have powers?
I mean, that's such a specific thing for you to guess right off the bat. I don't think we should necessarily rule it out.
We can't rule out that I have powers,
Hold
can
on.
We?
Hold on. Go out of the room.
Okay.
And then we'll do something inside the room, and then you come. Okay, she's already left. Do you think she understands what the exercise
I
is?
I feel like she knows.
We're
going to
do a thing.
I think
okay.
She, wait, Candace. I think she might have powers. And
that's
you know what's
saying.
Awesome about it?
What?
One, so cool for her.
Also, she just swept this right
but,
under
but
the rug.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
so cool.
How can anyone even be mad at their friend when they have powers?
Right. If unlike the day that you find out you're Superman, like you care about nothing else.
You care about nothing
yeah,
else.
Yeah, sure.
We are in the clear.
Okay.
So no cake required.
We got to do something that then she will see if she guesses it or not.
Okay. I got your nose.
It would be wild if she guessed
it. It would
that.
Be wild because that was
that
the dumbest
good,
thing I could have done.
Makes it a good test. Okay, come back in.
But when will the nose return?
Oh my god! Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Stephanie, you are some sort of hero with a power that... A power to know what is going on somewhere else, I guess. A power to see things you couldn't possibly know. I'm not exactly sure how this can be used for the greater good, but I think about it, you're some kind of hero.
We don't know, but I'm definitely some kind of hero.
We don't know,
but that I knew what you were doing, cause you have a place in my heart. So right now, anyone I've ever met or known or cared at all, I can tell you what they're doing, no matter how big or small. My fourth grade teacher is paying her gas bill. She forgot, but there won't be a late fee. My swim coach from when I was 7 is taking a sample of chicken teriyaki. We don't know. But I'm definitely some kind of
specifically with someone you love, you would be able to save them from that thing.
That's right.
If you could expand that ability to people you maybe don't know and love, that'd be ideal. But even what it is great.
Well, there's definitely gonna be a time where I learn and grow.
Sure.
There's gonna be like 2 steps forward and 1 step back, and so
hero's journey.
I'm gonna have to learn some skills and really test my strength. We won't know yet, but I must be frank.
We don't know.
And if you want another sample of chicken teriyaki, I can give you one. But you know, the Costco has a lot of samples.
I like one. I'm just worried what it will do to my swim coach brain. Will this affect the way I am able to mold young boys and girls into the fish that are men that are fish? Is it weird that I call them that?
I don't know, but you've been hanging around my sample tray for a couple minutes.
It's really good.
Well, you know, there's lots of things to explore. Meatballs. Cheese, tiny things of juice.
Do you want me to go away?
You can just say
you want me to go away.
No, that's not, Kyle, that's not what I want.
I feel at home around the sample tables of a Costco.
Yeah, lots of people do. You're not the first.
Or a Cost Plus, a Sam's. It's depending on regionally what big box surplus store you shop from.
Sure. Kyle, you're not the first. You're not the first, and you won't be the last to.
I'm not here for the chicken.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Kyle, what's wrong?
It's just I spent so much time teaching children to swim that Kyle never swims the way he wants to swim. Get back in the pool, Kyle. I know you've been hurt before. It looks so far down from up at the top of the diving board. Get back in the water, Kyle. You might not be hurt again. And even if you don't meet a lover, maybe you'll make a friend.
Oh, is the pool a metaphor for the dating?
The pool is a metaphor for romantic life. The choppy waters beneath, they are romantic strife. The pain from the diving board is my dead wife. Kyle's gotta swim again. Get back in the pool, Kyle. You can swim all kinds of ways. No day like the day, Kyle. Get back in the pool today.
Diane,
will you go on a date with me? Coffee, lunch, it can be simple.
Can we do a little boat thing that we do with our feet? A paddle board?
Maybe like the boats that are shaped like a duck or a swan. You were gonna say swan. It's normally a swan. Yeah, good. That would be great. If we get in the swan, we get back in the pool, Kyle. Sometimes a friend can help you float and get
back in the pool, Kyle.
You don't have to swim. You can be in a swan-shaped boat in the pool, Kyle.
And Diane here is
and
here,
Diane
too.
And Diane here is, too.
And I couldn't Diane have... here is here, too.
And I couldn't
hear is here too.
And I couldn't have done it without you.
Diane here is here too. I'm happy you got back in the pool, Kyle.
Back in the pool, Kyle. I'm happy that you helped me to be who I am, Diane.
Rachel, Candace, okay.
What?
Are you guys streaming?
No.
I thought you were supposed to help me figure out how to use my power.
We were, but then, have you seen Mandalorian?
Have you seen it? There's a tiny
Yoda,
baby.
And he's called Baby Yoda, and Disney says, no, don't call him Baby
he's
Yoda.
He's the child.
And we say, fuck you, Disney, be faster with your marketing. He's Baby Yoda now.
And we want stuff with him, but we can't get it except for on Etsy, where I've already got so many
I got
things.
It on Etsy, and that's good because you support local artists, but Disney's mad because they could have made so much money
on
the Baby
Yoda.
But I'm
like, I already have a magnet carved of wood.
What?
I have a magnet carved from
wood. You got a Baby Yoda, man? There are so many things you can get on Etsy. Do you know about Etsy? Etsy is great.
Yes, I know about
it. You can get a magnet carved of wood. You can get a magnet made of felt. You can get a magnet made of metal. A magnet made of basically anything else. You can get a magnet that's made of paper and clay. You can get a magnet that used to be a lunch table tray. You can get a magnet made of grass. You can get a magnet made of flowers. You can get a magnet that's also a clock and tells you the days and hours. You can get a magnet made of pants. You can get a magnet made of hats. You can get a cool Alice in Wonderland magnet that looks like the Cheshire Cat. You can get a magnet from... Oh, that's a lot. There's like a lot of magnets. There's just like a bunch of magnets on Etsy. It's like
more.
Magnets and pins.
More. And more.
There's like a lot of them.
And more. You can get a lot of personalized cups.
You can get lots of... What did you come in to say? Oh, yeah, lots of cups. Tell about all the cups.
You can get a cup that has your initials. You put it on a Yeti. And you can also get one with a thin stem like spaghetti. You can get them with the initials of the ladies in your bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Monogrammed and also solo cups from the city that you went to. You can get all kinds of cups with names and things on them. All kinds of cups, all kinds of cups, all kinds of cups,
all kinds of cups, all kinds of cups, all kinds of cups, so many cups.
That's a lot of cups.
That's a lot of cups. You can get cups. You can also get cups on Etsy.
It's just like...
What did you want to talk about?
You two have a real power for just really distracting me, but...
Power. Did someone have a power recently?
Yes, that's
you
me.
Had a power recently, right.
And I really would love if we could sort of turn off my TV and you could help me as my two best friends, because I feel like I see something happening with...
Something bad?
Well, maybe not something bad. I don't know. I'm seeing a giant bird, my swim coach, and Pan-Asian cuisine. Oh, I'm starting to taste. That's fun.
Really?
Yeah.
That's horrific to me. Yeah, the idea that you are tasting something that could break bad real fast.
Just as a clue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Wait. Why when I look at you specifically, Rachel, do I taste banana cream pie? I knew she would love it.
I knew she would love it. Well, wait, does she love it because you love it, or does she love it?
I love it.
Okay.
I knew she would love it. I think I have to go to him.
The swim coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you think he's in danger, this is your call to action. I guess it's happening a little bit later than you might necessarily think, but this would be the call to action.
Right, there's like that first call to action where they're like, wait, I'm not ready for that call to action. And then they push it away. And then I've already done that.
Okay,
because
sure.
Because we talked about Etsy.
Right.
Really, you pushed it away.
Okay, good.
You two are really
Okay.
You're prolonging my hero's journey. I think it would have been faster, but...
The Etsy thing got in the way. Gotcha.
So now this is like the acceptance of the call to the action, yeah.
So you have to go, I guess, protect the swim coach guy?
Yeah.
Good luck. Do you want us to be like your sidekicks?
Yeah, I want you to come with me.
Do I get a costume? Do I get a mask and a cape? I'd like a costume. And I know she'd...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Like to come out of a cake.
I'd like to come out of a cake. Can that be our costume?
You go on the journey. We'll go to a bakery and a Joann Fabrics. We'll meet you back here. Where you want to meet?
I'll drop a pin.
Drop a pin. Okay.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Don't want to be one of those people who talks out loud, but here I am.
That's right.
Weirdo!
Is it me?
What?
Is it me who's the weirdo?
I don't know. Who are you?
Were you calling me a weirdo?
Yes, for talking out loud.
Yeah. Talking to myself out loud. I think we all knew what I meant.
Sure.
Don't want to be one of those people who talks to myself out loud, but what I was going to say is, I feel like what I really need is less of a sidekick thing and more of a mentor thing. Are you... Who are you?
Oh. I'm Brian. Two of my friends came out of the closet.
Oh, yeah, I know you. Sorry.
We met at the library when I checked out War and Peace.
How's it going?
I haven't started it.
Yeah, it's daunting.
It's daunting. It's really big.
Yeah, I have kind of a daunting thing right now where I've just discovered I have powers. I can see what's happening to people I know or care about and sometimes taste the last food they ate.
I hate that last part.
Yeah. Wait a second. Did you have a boba tea?
Yes.
That's right, because I know you.
Very good.
Yeah, because I know you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, your best friends are still in your closet.
I hate this.
Sorry. But it's kind of funny, they're not, now they're really afraid to use your PC, and so they're just hanging out in the closet. So it's sort of funny, they've like become their own punishment.
Sure. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so very, very Russian novel.
Yeah. So did you say you were looking for a mentor?
Well, I'm kind of on like a archetypical hero's journey, and I feel like what I need more than a sidekick is a mentor figure.
Well, in most of the things that I've read, mentors are always like in caves at the end of deserts or somewhere like gross where you don't expect them to be like a junkyard or something. I don't know.
So it's not you.
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I was about to go to my day job at the junkyard, but I don't know what lesson I could possibly have to teach you.
Oh, a reluctant mentor. Kind of even better. Like, maybe you've forgotten your own power, and I have to bring it out in you while you bring it out in me.
I think I would know if I had power.
Would you? I only found out today.
I'm just gonna do my job at the junkyard, my normal 9-to-5. I'm just normal Brian, the most normal man alive, and I'll do what I've always done. Take the cars and smush them into little blocks and stack them on top of each other.
Wait, Brian, how do you do that?
Well, funny you ask. The machine used to do it, but the machine broke months ago. So now I just go and I kind of stare at the cars, and then they collapse into little blocks. The machine then stacks them on top of each other.
Oh, no,
wait, the machine that stacked them on top of each other also broke months ago.
But you're definitely some kind of hero. I don't know. But I'm you're definitely some kind of hero.
You're saying because I can take a car and smash it into a cube.
Yes.
That's not a normal thing that normal people do.
Not at all. That's a power some would say far greater than mine.
No.
But we're both building our powers and we'll build them over time. I don't know. But you're definitely some kind of hero.
I don't think that I am some kind of hero.
I don't know. But you're definitely some kind of hero.
Can we work together?
Yeah. I think that we should.
Okay.
We don't know what we're doing, but together it could be good.
Maybe you find the problem with the people that you love, and then I smush the problem into a cube that's just off the top of my head.
Maybe we'll know it once we're there.
Let's trust that.
Maybe we'll know it once we're there. This idyllic little man-made pond.
This is the place where people take the swan paddle boats. It's a really good first date because it's like you only rent them for an hour, so
yes, there's a nice out point.
Yeah,
you can always cute and friendly, and you're talking. Not like a movie where you're not going to talk.
You can't get to know each other at all during a movie.
But a boat where you're sitting side by side and don't have to make eye contact but could is a great first date.
Yes. Counterpoint.
Yes.
You are trapped on a boat.
A
counterpoint,
great counterpoint.
Limited time.
Limited
hour
time.
Long.
And you don't have to use the whole hour. Not a big lake.
Excellent counterpoint. So I guess it could be somebody here that we're supposed to help.
Well,
I don't feel like it's a good idea for my first instinct. Let me just run this by you.
Sure.
Crush the boats into little kids.
No. I don't think
because the whole plan was like you find it and then I do. Is my thing more of a villain thing than a hero thing? I don't feel
That's
like
up
a
to
villain.
You.
Is that true? Oh yeah, I guess it's kind of not the power; it's how you use it.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you know. I just thought of a million ways that you could use yours for evil.
Yeah. Oh, mine?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mine is super easy. Crush anything with a person inside.
Yeah, and
of
mine's
it.
Basically like Big Brother, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Privacy. Amazing.
Shoot.
Privacy.
Shoot.
Being a hero is complicated.
Yeah. Dang.
Is the most responsible thing to do in this situation?
Nothing.
Right?
Huh.
Yeah. It's like, just because you have the power to be invisible, it's not a fair playing field. If, like, someone on this planet can turn out to be invisible, they've gotten a much better deal.
Right.
So, it's not fair for them to use that for personal gain.
But that's not what we're trying to do.
Right.
But if we start to do it because we want to get through it, maybe it wasn't the best thing to do. Should we just sit here and pretend to be normal? Sit here and pretend to be plain. Sit here and pretend to be normal. Like things have always been the same. I don't need to tell you that your friends are still in the closet, and now they're telling deep secret truths. And I can start to hear those truths, and I definitely should not tell them to you.
Okay, but now you gotta tell me, 'cause you said that out loud, and I'm just dying to know what they are.
Okay, I'll tell you. One of them just won a car. It's a good secret. Should we just sit here and pretend to be normal? Sit here and pretend to be plain. Should we just... What's wrong?
Just won a car.
Yeah, and they're hiding in a closet. They've not driven the car. They don't have their license. That part is more secret.
Got
they
it.
Failed the test 7 times.
Oh, embarrassing.
And they're riddled with shame, and they don't like to talk about it, but now I've told you it's fine.
That's fair. And I should not use my powers unless it could save people's lives.
Right.
In most cases, squishing something and making it a cube is only gonna bring people strife.
Unless, could you just make some ice cubes?
Sure. Or maybe small cubes of cheese.
Oh, yeah. Or also a sugar cube.
Or keep working at the junkyard. These are all good ways to use the power. Although boring and not heroic at all.
Right.
Kind of like if you had a superpower that was like, I can find a store in a mall. I go into any mall and know where the food court is. It's pretty benign.
That sounds like a good power to me. I really like that
yeah,
power.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah.
All right,
I don't want to be normal, though,
no.
Now that I can squish a car in a cube.
And I don't really want to be normal now that I can taste other people's food.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. What have you got on your tongue?
A macaron!
Ooh.
A pistachio macaron!
How could we leave these powers alone? We're not gonna be normal.
Gonna use our powers for good, and the world will never be sorry, I don't know if you understand. I need a lot of frosting. Like a lot of frosting. No, I see what you're doing, and I need way more frosting.
Think of the cake that you're trying to make, and then make a cake that's five times bigger than that. And then hollow out the inside so that a woman can fit inside.
And then she can wear it.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. You want to jump out of a cake.
Well, now I want to sort of be the cake, wear the cake, so that Stephanie knows that she can always rely on me to be there as a cake.
Okay. Do you want a costume of a cake?
No. I want a large, wearable cake.
That's literally the def... Oh, okay. That's different than a costume, I guess, because the cake has to be real.
Yes.
That would need me to team up with... I mean, I'm just a baker. I only do baking stuff. You would need a costume designer or someone that, like, works at a Joann Fabrics.
That's exactly what we're gonna do.
Okay.
Come with us.
I need a cape made of felt. Also, my friend needs...
No, I understand.
Okay.
And I can sell you that felt. At this Joann's.
Okay.
I can sell you that felt.
Is it Joann's?
Joann's.
Joann's Fabrics.
Fabrics.
Joann Fabrics.
Joann.
Let me look at the sign. It's Joann Fabrics. Fabrics.
Yes, there's no, she doesn't believe in ownership.
They don't belong to
Joann. Yeah.
It's just Joann, last name, Fabrics.
And I can sell you.
Why am I here? We need the two of you to work together.
Oh, I can't work with him.
No, never again.
I cannot.
No more time.
Never again.
We did one thing. We made...
our son, Tyler.
And it's not... He's
and
fine.
And he's amazing.
He's great.
But it's... That's the hype.
Collabs on this level are...
No good.
Are no more. Come on, just make us a cake costume.
Make us a cake costume.
And make me a normal costume. I guess I only need you.
But
My friend
need
needs
you
both
to
of you to
together.
Work together. Listen, there's just too much...
There's too much here.
There's too much history. We've been through too much. I mean, unless...
What?
I didn't...
What were you going to say?
I was going to...
No, what were you going to say?
I mean, we couldn't possibly do one more. We couldn't possibly give it a try.
We couldn't possibly do one more. I don't even want to ask why.
The fire, it burns too brightly. The fire will burn us alive.
We couldn't possibly do one more.
We couldn't possibly give it a try.
If we were to do it.
Sure. Hypothetically.
Okay, sure. Maybe it would be a little bit of this and a little bit of that from me.
And not a little of this in here.
Yes.
A little bit of personal.
Right. And then I'd come back around for just a hint of
But no, we couldn't possibly do one more. We couldn't possibly give it a try.
We couldn't possibly do one more. We couldn't possibly give it a try.
I would have to give a little bit
and a little
couldn't possibly do one more. We couldn't possibly try.
Try.
Try. Try. Try.
Try.
Try. Possibly do
maybe
one
we
more.
Do
maybe
one
we could possibly
more.
Try.
Maybe we could possibly.
Maybe
we could possibly.
Possibly.
Maybe we could possibly do one more.
Maybe
we could possibly try.
Maybe
we could possibly do one more. Maybe we could try. We could try.
And this thing that we've created with this passion and fire is the very best thing we've ever made, second only to Tyler.
Stephanie, we found your pin.
Stephanie, we found.
And I'm in a cake.
And I'm in a normal, easy-to-make costume. It's kind of like picture Elektra and Batgirl and Gritty.
You look great. You look great. You look great.
Thanks.
And you look delicious.
Thank you. We did it for you.
Thank you. So that's really sweet.
Who's that?
This is Brian, and he also has powers.
I can crush things into cubes. I'm not a bad guy. It's fine.
It's fine.
What are we doing here at the lake?
Yeah, why'd you bring us here? I mean, we're here and we're excited, and I'm really tasting so good.
So good. You have to try a little. I know it looks like a costume. It's actually a cake. We found some like estranged parents. They're not together because their relationship doesn't work out, but they did come back for like one last collab. They gave it a try, and it was honestly kind of electric.
It was really amazing. We had to just fade back into the wall as best we could.
There was a lot of like, sexual tension, which I didn't expect.
And it was wild. Yeah. And we had to just give it space and like literally go into the wall as best I could.
Do you like foresee, there's like no one, I guess there's one couple out in the middle of the lake?
Yeah. Kyle? Yeah. I guess I sort of feel like we're lost.
You know, Diane, I didn't think we could get lost in a lake so small, but I definitely don't know where we are, and I'm starting to panic.
And maybe it was too soon for you to get back in the pool, because I just feel like we've been going around and around for hours, and now storm clouds are gathering. And you know what happens when storm clouds hit this small man-made lake? Turns a little choppy, and we might fall in. And Kyle, I haven't told you this yet, but I can't swim.
Diane, I can, but I'm afraid to. I don't want to have to. So if you fall overboard, I will technically have the skills to save you, but I might not mentally be able to do it.
Okay, right? So I've just told you all that information because I can see it and it's happening there.
Yeah, but like, sorry, no offense.
Yeah.
Feels like he should overcome his fear to save her, right?
You don't think we should crush a bunch of cubes to make a path for them to walk on, or like, and then when they get here, we can all celebrate with cake? You think we should just like let them do it?
I'm picturing if I was in a boat and a bunch of cubes suddenly appeared before me, I don't know that my first instinct would be like, I'm going to walk on these strange mystery cubes.
Right. No, that's a good point.
But I did play a lot of Zelda, so also maybe I would.
But I don't know what my swim coach would do if he saw a bunch of random cubes. It's a great point. Maybe we should just not do anything.
Well, maybe you should be here just in case something does happen.
Okay.
Storm is rising. The boat is rocking. I'm trying to keep from panicking just by talking. Diane, you are Diane.
Diane's here and I am here.
Do you say your name is a sort of self-calming mechanism?
Also, sometimes I worry you'll forget it.
Diane,
I took off the tag. It's just a little bad habit. A bad habit I have. But the water is rising. The clouds are getting dark. Kyle, how do we get back to the dock in this very small park?
Diane! A wave came overboard. Diane
Kyle!
Is flailing around.
Kyle!
Now's the time to save her.
Diane!
Kyle, get back, get back, get back in the pool, Kyle.
Diane!
Damn it, Kyle, now! Get back in the pool, Kyle.
Diane!
If only there were something to convince me that it was the right thing to do. What's that? A square shape.
Brian, do it now.
Look, it's a cube. A cube in the water. If a cube can swim, so can I. I don't know why it's there, but it's time for me to try. Get back in the pool. I could swim you back to the boat.
And we can both stand on this cube.
Right. Let's stay here on the cube. Hey, look, another cube.
I think we should jump to the cube. There's another thing I haven't said to you. Besides working at Costco, I play a lot of Zelda.
Jump to the cube. Boop, boop.
Jump to the cube.
Boop, boop. Jump to the cube. Is this in Zelda what they do? They just jump to the cube.
Boop, boop.
Jump to the cube.
Roop, boop.
I can see the shore now. Oh, look, the cubes are now much closer together. They basically make a path. I wish they had done that from the beginning. Would have been easier by half.
Well, the cubes were coming in. Coming in one by one.
Little cubes of ice.
And I wasn't scared. In fact, it was kind of fun. And Diane, now we're out of the pool, Kyle.
Diane,
the pool that is a lake.
Diane,
and Kyle, do you smell that?
Smells like a cake.
A cake. Hi. Hi. Welcome back. We're here.
Four children?
I think we're like early
young
20s.
Young adults.
Yeah.
I was thinking young adults.
I thought we were like college aged.
I'm sorry. I'm a swim coach.
Yes, I don't know if you remember me. My name's Stephanie. You coached me when I was 7.
Stephanie, you had an incredible butterfly.
Thank you. I thought I did. That's so weird. And then you're like, did I really? Because I was 7. Do people just say that because I was little?
No, it was very good for
wow.
It was good by
cool.
any standards. It was
honestly,
especially good because you were a child.
This shouldn't matter, but it does. And this is my friend Brian. He made those cubes with his mind.
I made the cubes like Zelda. You walked on the ice like Cryosis.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I don't know what that means. But that seems.
And these are my best friends, Rachel and Candace.
I'm a sort of mashup superhero.
And Candace is a cake. A cake.
Well, I think we have all of you to thank for saving us in some small way.
I don't know. But you all feel like some kind of hero. But I don't know.
But all of you are some kind of hero.
And you are some kind of hero too.
Diane,
Kyle,
you're a kind of hero. I couldn't have jumped without you.
Kyle,
Diane, a little of this Diane. Sometimes it means knowing when to help.
Sometimes it means doing a little and then putting your power back on the shelf.
Sometimes the help that someone needs is the help to help themselves. I could have learned that alone, or really from anyone else.
Now I know.
Now I know.
You have just seen a fully realized production of that show. Sets, costumes, big cake costume.
So when new productions are getting going on tours...
having out-of-town regional premieres to prepare for the journey to the great Broadway.
Oftentimes the cast comes out and the audience gets to ask questions about the show and they sort of use that to help shape the show as it continues on. So we're going to bring the cast and the costume designers and everyone out on stage right now.
The stage manager.
Here they come.
The props designer, set designer.
And we have an audience mic right here. And if anyone would like to sort of come over here, we have time to answer a few questions. Just let us know who your name is and where the question is from. And you can ask some questions to the cast. And we would love to answer them for you. So, hello, yes. What's your name and who's your question for?
Yes, hello. My name is Sebastian. My question is for the set designer. I'd love to know how you got the lake on the stage.
Yes.
Okay, so thank you so much for your question. My name's Denise. And I was flipping obsessed with this idea, and I got a lot of naysayers who said, we'll do it with lights, we'll do it with a psych, we'll do it with imagination, and I said, you know what, we're gonna do it with water. Okay, now there were a lot of leaks, and I spent I, you know what, I haven't slept for a couple of days. And, you know, right up until this premiere, this show night tonight, I was still patching up leaks. I was going in there with my cock gun everywhere I could, just trying to seal this bad boy. But I think we all agree, well worth it.
Well worth it to have a giant pool of water on stage.
A giant pool of water on stage.
Will be a nightmare to tour with. Yes, thank
you. Mary Zimmerman did it with Metamorphosis, and I said, so can I. And someone got that.
Thank you, yes. What's your name and who's your question for?
This is a question for the producer. My name's Seth. I was wondering, after Spider-Man Into the Dark, did it really work with the superhero thing?
No, it was even more of a failure than Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark.
That's what I meant.
No, I did both. I also am the producer of Spider-Man Into the Dark.
Okay.
A totally pitch black Spider-Man.
It was a brave choice.
But sorry, what was your question?
Why did you rehire their stunt coordinator for the paddle boat scenes?
Because what are the chances that they do a bad job twice? They did a bad job once with the stunts. They hurt a lot of people.
I hurt a lot of people.
I stand by my good friend, Melanie Whippets. Melanie Whippets is a good stunt coordinator who did a bad thing one time.
Well... Yes, and I appreciate this additional try, and so far...
So far, so good. You will notice that no one is swinging around from ropes in this one, and that we were told not to crush actual cars on stage.
I had an idea where maybe we could make cubes on stage.
And I sort of pulled her back from that.
And that's good. That's collaboration.
Melanie, let's walk before we run.
Thank you. Yeah, what's your question?
My name is Liz, and I have a question for the research team. I know a lot of hours went into researching what it's like to be hiding in a closet for days on end. I'm wondering if you can talk a bit about the data collection process.
Yes, we love to do this kind of research. We were hired specifically for the research of hiding in clandestine small places.
And we only left 5 minutes ago.
We're out here, yes. It is.
Personally, I like a very dark, dark place.
I like a very wet, wet place. To hide in an old shower, a water tank.
A crawl space that is not meant to be a crawl space.
It is important when doing research for when you're going to have actors in a small space that they feel safe in this small space. Otherwise, they might get claustrophobic, even though, magic of theater, the small space is open in the front so that the audience can see into the small space.
But you may notice that Brian's friends never exit.
No. They stay there the whole time. You might be, what is the sort of plot arc of Brian's friends?
And we'll never know.
We'll never know. But this is the research that we do, and we love it. And if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
And you never sleep a day in a closet.
Hi, I'm Michael. I had a question for the legal team. Disney Plus, how's that going?
I mean, you tell us. Are you wanting to download it? You tell us. No, seriously, you tell us. It's part of our case that we're building. That is actually more valuable, you know, for them to just allow us to still have that as
our,
a sort of
our sort of
crux.
Argument is that the more sort of streaming platforms we name, really we're doing advertising for all of them. So really it's in their best interest to let us continue to sort of do blatant copyright infringement on all of their properties.
That's right.
So far,
they
so
have
good.
Asked us to do more specifics, though. That's part of our mediating process right now, is if we can name more original content besides The Mandalorian. So we are looking at lyric changes to interject fairy tale weddings,
Encore.
The Imagineering, yeah.
The Imagineering thing, you said it.
High School Musical, the musical series,
all of the Marvel
Tommy
catalog,
Taylor,
just a bunch of Star
old movies. So it'll be a song that's that. Great, I think we have time for one last question.
Hi, my name is Jen.
Hi, Jen.
This question is for the synchronized swimming coach. I was wondering if you would like to respond to the allegations that you stole the routine Great Britain is preparing for the Tokyo Olympics.
Yes, I did. Correct. Those allegations.
Straight fire from Jen.
Those allegations. Well, Jen, I would like to respond. Yes. Thank you. See, stealing is such a harsh word. A piano has so many notes. Right? There's a C chord, there's a D chord, there's a bunch of notes. Two people are going to play the same notes, and is one person stealing the song from the other song just because the song goes exactly the same? If you put an infinite monkeys in front of a keyboard, they will all play Moonlight Sonata eventually. And that is how there are even less swimming moves. So I happen to do a similar swimming routine that is similar to the Olympic team swimming routine, yes. But they were created independently and separately from each other, despite the many pirated YouTube videos that I watched and that are in my search history that show I was just watching them baffled about how similar they were.
Well, we used to sort of have a sort of preemptive move in the show, but we had to cut it for time. It's a song called "There's Only So Many Ways to Swim." That was sort of like our statement to like, listen, we see what
you're getting ahead of the
it.
Argument.
We know what you're about to say, but like.
Making my way to the pool. There's the pool. There's the pool, and I'm going.
Staring at the diving board, but my feet won't get. They just cannot afford to go. If I should fall
into the pool. Think, what kind of strokes will I do in the pool? Maybe I'll do breaststroke and kick my feet and the frog one and then the butterfly. And a breaststroke and a butterfly.
But now I freestyle. If I should fall into the pool, well, what kind of stroke will I do?
Oh,
yeah. Maybe there's only 1,000 ways that I can swim to you. If I could just swim through
tonight. And would we like to respond to the allegations that we didn't write this song?
Thousand ways that you can even play a song, and the one you're thinking we're doing, well, you're wrong.
For example, I went to the piano to write a song, and the song I wrote was this song. And when I played the notes that came out were similar to Vanessa Carlton's Thousand Miles. But no, I didn't steal it.
No,
I didn't copy.
No,
because I wrote it.
If I could fall,
if I could fall
into your sky,
into the sky,
do you think time would pass me by?
Oh, cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles
if I could just hold you. If I could just hold you in a pool.
If I could just see you writing an original song
tonight.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
You've been incredible. Give it up for Zach Marsh and Sam
Matthews. Thank you so much, Chop Suey. Thank you so much, Seattle.
Have a great night!
Thank you so much!
Find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.